UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Welcome back. It's midday with Marcus Maben. 39 is the station, and people, I don't know what the background is doing. I don't know how loud it is in the background, but we are at Applebee's, 4535 Outer Loop, enjoying ourselves, and the doors are open. We are getting the background music addressed as soon as possible. Steve Rummage is in Applebee's. Brian Hall is in the booth.
I'm with it. I like to have a little background music sometimes, so it kind of gives me it gives the ambiance a little better flow. So we're good. We're good.
I believe I might be coming in way too hot for people. A little bit. Okay.
Okay. I got you, man.
I think we're good to go. Brian Hall, how does it sound?
Y'all sound fine. I can't hear any background noise or anything, so you're all good.
Okay.
All right. Perfect then.
That is perfect. Okay.
We're good
so,
to go.
So listen.
It's one of those things where it's louder here than it is on the air. So
go,
we're good.
Let's get straight into this, Steve. You and I have been trying not to talk to each other all morning, all evening, since about 11:05 last night. Let's just jump right into it. People, the reason you love us, the reason you hate us is evident this morning. From the transition of last night to this morning, it has all become clear. The traditional cycle says panic sells. In every walk of life of entertainment, panic sells.
Okay,
People are losing touch with their intimate love of joy, of just simple excitement and enjoying themselves on a daily basis. Fast forward to the start of middays with Marcus Maben. People around, I need you to think back. Around April 20th, the year of our Lord, 2018. April 20th-ish. There was a small little story that swept across the Louisville news cycle, the Louisville sports news cycle. And you know what that story was? There was a player. His name was Joseph Chartouni. Do you remember that name? Think hard. Joseph Chartouni.
I got it.
That was the name. Now, once that name, Joseph Chartouni, there was a little story that came out.
You can go
back and look at the local news if you have to. Now, what happened is Joseph Chartouni chose the University of Marquette over the University of Louisville basketball. Now, when that happened, when Joseph Chartouni chose Marquette, the sky was absolutely falling. The sky was falling, Steve.
Yep.
The local media, what are we going to do with some player who decided to choose Marquette over the University of Louisville? That is a referendum on the state of the program. They only have 6 scholarship players on the team.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Chartouni, it was our last hope. Chris Mack is not going to be able to coach. Dark clouds over the school. Dark clouds over the program. How will he recover?
Yeah. I mean, that was a conversation at one time.
7 months later, you probably have one of your biggest recruiting classes in the history of the University of Louisville.
Sure.
Even if not the, it can be put up there with the great.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And then, listen, expectations changed. Now you got All-Americans. Now people are talking about, well, what are you going to do? You're going to lose Malik to the league. You're going to lose Jay Scrub to the league. You're going to lose Stephen Enoch to the league. You're going to lose Samuel Williamson to the league. You're going to lose Ryan McMahon to graduation. You're going to lose Dwayne Sutton to graduation. You're not even going to have enough players. It sounds incredibly, incredibly consistent because panic sells.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
And just to cherry on top, panic sells.
Okay, listen.
The fact that more conversation about what you will or will not have next year over every program would kill to be in a position to have a top five team.
Yep.
And a shot at the national championship.
Yeah.
And what gets the energy and what gets the clicks are panic over a faux recruiting battle.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry, look, Steve.
Look, I said it a couple weeks ago. I was like, I imagine Chris Mack rides in his car right now if he listens to sports radio, which I hope he don't at this point. And he's like, what have I done? Like, what have I got my family into?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's top five team. You're probably going to be a Final Four. You're definitely a Final Four contender at this point. Maybe a national championship contender. Here's where I go with it, man. People want to ask, Steve, why are you not panicked? What's the deal? All right, okay. Well, let me tell you what it is. You got the team this year. Next year, you're most likely going to bring most of your freshmen back. You're most likely going to bring Malik Williams, Darius Perry, and Jay Scrubbs so far. Now I'm at nine. Now I need a couple more guys to go along on a team. If any of the names that I just mentioned are early entries into the draft outside of Jay Scrub, then we probably won the national championship this year, and I'm okay with that. You know,
because you would sell your next season.
Yeah, right.
For this Final Four run.
Right, right. I'm really kind of over having this discussion did you need to see Devin Askew last night put on a Kentucky hat? Did we not know 2 weeks ago that this was not going to happen?
Right.
You know, I mean, so he's got a guy in Jay Scrub that's there now that's going to be an elite piece. And sure, if you want to argue that maybe he goes pro, I don't think he will. Maybe he does. If he does, good for him. But you're going to add more pieces to the puzzle. And the nine I just gave you, what if he gets two more four-stars and a grad guy? You're telling me that team can't be a top 15 team next year? Like, God, it's okay.
If you have a nucleus like you have, you don't talk about recruiting hits and misses other than darn.
Yeah.
Right? Like, darn. Could have had that guy.
Yeah.
Man, we were at the finish line over that guy. And, Steve, I don't want to say it. I know you don't want me to say it. I don't want people to even hear me say it, but everybody's thinking the exact same thing. It's a conversation that we're not going to have. We're not allowed to have.
Yeah.
But if you've been watching anything related to recruiting in college over the past year of your life, you would say, we lost our guy to Carolina. We lost our guy to Duke. We lost our guy to Kentucky. And we lost our guy from Louisville to Kansas. I'm not going to say it because it's not even worth it at this point. That's just one other, you know, field of conversation. Like, hey, nobody else's recruiting seems to be affected or slowing down, and nobody else is accepting narratives of a difficult time to, you know, recruit. The reason I used Joseph Chartouni as my example is because, Steve, when Louisville played Marquette, when that game happened,
yeah,
how much did Chartouni torch us for?
Not much. No, not much.
Right?
Right.
But do you remember how Joseph Chartouni was the angle. You know, it was the angle for panic. It was the guy you used to create the super narrative, the downfall of the program.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And you were playing him a couple of months later, and he barely got off the bench.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that, and again, I don't know. I'm glad we're doing this first is so we can get this done and over with, so we can talk about other stuff. But I'm not going to have this conversation every time a recruit goes somewhere else. I mean, like, you know,
right?
Okay, let's say the names you named. Let's not even imply anything wrong happened.
Right.
You just lost a couple guys. You're okay.
And you lost top 20 guys to top 20 programs.
The best. Tina at Applebee's is there is no
Perfect.
Better.
Thank
there
you
is
so,
no
so
better.
Much.
Yeah. Look at that. Did y'all hear that? I know. Yeah, I know it came through. How about that?
The fruit for your pH.
That's perfect. But yeah, I mean, it just, you know, so anyways, Mac, he's got a 4-star on campus this weekend, the Davis kid. I know they met with the Terry kid yesterday. Pull it together. But here's what I want to say today. As Louisville fans, with the last 2 or 3 years we've had, I want you to enjoy a top 5 team.
God,
this is my plea as a fan to you as a fan. Enjoy this season. Like, you're going to have a – I do not want to be sitting in Atlanta or in Greensboro about to win the – can you imagine – let me just explain to you. You want me to lose my job? You want me to lose my job? I want to be sitting in Greensboro about to play Duke for the ACC Tournament Championship. Walk up to me before the game and say, yeah, but I don't know what they're going to do next year. I'm going to slap you. And you may beat me up at that point,
right?
Whoever you are. You may beat me up, and I'm probably going to lose my job for it. But I cannot handle that. You got a squad this year, man.
And not to be that guy, and this is no shade. Like I said, there, you know when I'm throwing shade, and you know when I'm being dead on serious, because some of these conversations, when I use Kentucky – for the example, is out of joking. You know,
yep.
This is dead, dead serious. Kentucky fans, this is serious. Louisville fans, this is serious. I watch Kentucky fan go through 40-0 season.
Yeah.
I watch Kentucky fan go through high expectation season, right? And you're miserable.
Yeah.
You're miserable. Like, never in my life do I want to be that guy who has all this money now and tell my family no, and I can't stop them from attacking me for money.
Sure.
Or company. You know what? Don't even say family. Say business proposals every other day.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows you're the guy to invest in there. So people coming to you with their hopes and dreams, needing an investment from you,
yeah,
and their medicals, and you know all these problems that can come with just being good,
yeah,
just having it, right?
Yes,
it's the worst. And again, this is the back end of a good recruiting class. If you're gonna move the goalpost in your life,
yeah,
to you lost, or you, the reason there's top hundreds, because there's 100 good players.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And by the way, we're out on location today, so 8150939 if you want to jump in. Text line, you're probably going to get us better on Twitter. So
real quick, before we go in any further, right now, people, we are trying to rectify a Steve Rummage mistake. Are you going to confess your mistake on air?
Well, I'm not going to. No, because I was. Okay, I didn't bring the shirts. Okay. But I'm not going to go into why, but I have good reason. I feel like I have good reason. If you show up here, I will give you that reason off air.
I am trying to get these shirts picked up or delivered as we speak. Hopefully, we have somebody at the studio that can shoot out here and make it happen.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing, Steve, that we don't have a table full of shirts.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
Moving right along.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Brian, but keep your eye open and tell someone that we could really use their help.
I'll keep an eye out and let
you
know.
So how much more are we obligated to have recruiting conversations? Are we obligated to inform people what the next recruiting target is going to be?
I know, because, I mean, yeah, we will. Sure, we will. And I, you know, here's the thing. Louisville fan, I don't mind if you say, you know, hey, I'm getting a little antsy. I want my team to be good.
Right.
What I try to just back up a little bit is just guy who tries to tell Louisville fan they should be antsy. You know, I mean, that
right.
So let me clean that up too little bit. Like Louisville fan, that's your squad. Like, I don't mind Louisville fan who comes up and says, hey, you know, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
You
know, passionate guy that knows the recruiting, that follows the recruiting, that helps with the recruiting, that goes to the places when they know the kids in town. And listen, it goes a long way, Steve, when the kids at the football game and they say, oh, that's so-and-so and so-and-so.
100%.
Kids that shouldn't even be known that much. Okay.
Sure.
So that person, your passion actually helps the recruiting.
Oh, yes. I don't mind nervousness with them. And I'm not saying that I'm not a little antsy. I mean, he's got the 4-star on campus this weekend. I told you on the phone this morning. I'm like, man, I kind of hope he just close that one up, man. I'd like to hear another name. Just, you know, I mean, so, but I just don't like non-Louisville fan, non-Louisville media guy that tells you should be antsy. Now, that guy, I'm like, okay, all right, time out.
Force feeding of panic.
Yeah, right. Which goes back to your opening statement. I think panic sells. And it's like, no, I'm not going to be forced into a nervousness here when I don't necessarily think there is.
What would cause Steve Rummage to go into – and here's the thing. Do you know how much difference – do you know the distance between panic and disappointment?
Yeah.
You know, the chasm between darn and – oh my God, what is this going to mean for the team level?
Yeah.
Think about that. Like, you got a point guard from Sanford.
Yeah.
Who was most of the time one of the best point guards in the league.
Sure. Sure.
Repeat that, people. What are you going to do with the point guard spot? You're going to go grab any point guard that's decent, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean it like that towards him. You're going to grab a good point guard, and you're going to stick him. Once again, my argument was the core of the team is there. You can go get a 6'2" point guard that can lead the team. Now, we had no idea how much of a leader Christian Cunningham was going to be.
Sure, I mean, he's probably second-best grad transfer behind Damian Lee that we've got here. I mean, I don't think any of us saw that coming.
He had Christian Cunningham was one of the top point guards in the league.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And you got him in it. There's, you know, like, it's
well, that's what I tried to say earlier. I said, look, if I tell you the freshmen come back, Malik's back, Scrubs here, Darius here, now you're at 9. Give me 2 4-stars, and then he picks up a grad late.
Give me 2 grads.
Yeah, or 2 grads. But I'm even selling you short. I mean, you're going. That's a top 20 team.
Our luck with grad transfers, and I'm calling it luck because it's not luck. I'm just letting people use the word luck.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, plug and play, adult point guards most of the time work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like rarely do you have. They're graduated.
Yeah.
That means they've put in the work to.
And every other year, I don't mind that you pick up. Now, fresh, I think you picked up, but you had. What I mean by this is, fresh you picked up, but you had a pretty loaded group. I don't mind that every other year you need a grad guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind that. I also don't mind that every other year, because here's what happens. Here's what happens. You're a top five team. You're going to be a national championship contender this year. Those guys we named go pro, and we'll say, okay, so you come back.
You need a spot for a transfer?
Oh, sure, sure.
Sitting out this year?
But next year, you're a top 20 basketball team that may not necessarily be in the top five, but you're beating some top five teams here or there. You get in the tournament as a four or five seed, you got a shot. The next year, here's what happens. David Johnson, Nickelberry, and all those guys come back. Now Aiden decides. Now Aiden's a late first rounder, early second rounder. Aiden's like, no, I'm coming back. Oh, okay. Now everybody there is back. Now Mac in that class lands 2 5 stars and a couple other. Now all of a sudden, you know where you're at again? Oh, well, we're top five. You know what? It happens. Just because you don't have the top. You know what the top five hype does every year to you? It's KCD. And you got to deal with that.
You got to deal with the imminent doomsday.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, look, you're not going to be top five every year.
If you're 5 this year and 14 next year and 5 the year after and 14 next year.
Yeah. What are you doing? Team in the top 15, top 20 can make a Final Four run. And, like, I'm good.
And again, the style that is happening is optimal. Coach, grind it, coach. It even feels – listen, again, I appreciate the process.
Speaking of coach, he's a pretty dang good one.
And he's a good coach. And, listen, it feels organic.
Yeah.
You're arriving at the finish line with the players you go after and you target. So, could we also say this? What's the positive on this one? The positive is when – Kentucky fan picks at me and says, oh, Mac was on him for 2 years and then we just took him. I say, don't you see what that means?
Yeah.
That means Mac identified him.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And you took him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yes.
Because that means the next guy he's going after.
Because yeah, you didn't take Sam.
Right.
You know, I mean, and you won't take 2021 guy.
Aren't you going to be more confident in a guy who identified and asked you 2 years ago?
When you start dabbling with the top 10 guys, I'm going to give you a warning right now. If you're listening to me and you don't already know this, I'm going to warn you. Majority of them are going to end up at Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas, those schools. You can put the reason behind it. I don't care.
That was my point this
morning.
But
when you start dabbling in those, if you dabble in the top 10 every year and you can get one, oh, by the way, he did that this year. And what I'm saying is Evan Daniels said Jay Scrubb would be a top 10 guy.
Right.
You dabble in the top 10, you're going to – you count it a win if you come away with one. If you dabble in the top 15
– I was going to say top 20.
Right.
Yeah.
You come away with one, that's a W.
If you get 3 recruits out of the top 120
– sure.
They're going to say – you and you're a good coach, allegedly, you're going to be in it.
I had this argument. I remember back a long time ago with somebody. Somebody said, I mean, I don't know, man, Rick. I mean, he's got a good class, but I don't know why he's wasting a scholarship on this Jared Swapshire kid. And I was like, well, I said, you know, what's wrong with Jared Swapshire? Mm-hmm. He said, well, I mean, he's ranked like 90th. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, what position is he ranked? You know, he's like, man, he's like 16th. Small forward. I was like, I wish y'all could see the face. I said, so you're telling me this kid is the 16th best small forward out of every freaking high school basketball player in the country, and you got the 16th best one? It's like, and you don't think Rick Pitino can't do nothing with a guy who's a 16th best player at his position in America
that wants to play for Rick Pitino?
I know. I look, that's like somebody said, and the reason I say that is because somebody brought up, like, for instance, the Jalen Terry kid. Like, well, he's 5'11". He's the 10th best point guard in all of America. Do you not think Chris Mack can't do something with the 10? Are you looking at my fingers, Marcus? That's how many right there point guards that are better than Jalen Terry.
And they will be spread across.
In the country.
And they're going to be spread across 25 programs.
Yes. And I'm not even saying he'll land that kid. I don't know. I mean, I know they, according to Jake, they went up there, and there's a lot of mutual interest, and apparently they was one of his first offers.
Right.
So.
Which is my other point.
Yeah. So, you're right, which is back to your point. That's a great – I'm glad you caught me on that. I mean, back to that. So, you know, I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. What if I told you he gets Davis and Terry and then lands two grads? Would you be okay then? I bet you would.
Right. Right. So, like, are you even looking at the basketball team? Or are you just – is the recruiting world just a different game that – it's like a different game. It's like a different league. It's like a different sport.
Yeah.
Like, your bragging rights and ego in the recruiting world is not the same as the product on the court.
Sure. You're not going to win those. I mean, look. And sometimes I hate Cal as much as the next guy, but he's a pretty good recruiter. I don't think every player Cal's got he's cheated for.
Right.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's pretty dang good at that.
Right.
So yeah, you lose a guy to Cal, you're going to lose some guys to Kentucky. You're going to lose some guys to Duke, to Roy Williams. Like, I'm okay.
With stuff recruiting itself.
Yeah.
Like self-recruiting, self-leadership.
Sure.
Pops Fitz posted something the other day with Herm Edwards. Actually,
Coach Mack made
reference to that. Yeah, just the, you know, some things kind of morph into their own machine.
Yeah, but yeah. So I'm. But again, to Louisville fan that's ready to see another, I feel you.
Right,
and I'm with you. I do. I do not enjoy. You know. Oh, boom. Okay, that guy. So to Louisville fan. I'm not trying to say you're wrong.
Again, to basketball. Yeah. Listen, to basketball minds.
Yeah.
The fact that you spotted all these guys when you spotted them.
Yeah.
Means you're good to go.
Yeah, you're gonna go find somebody else. Yeah, sure.
You're gonna go find somebody else.
Absolutely.
Right away. I tell you what. Quick commercial break. Yeah. Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 99 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Listening to Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So here's the thing. The natural flow of sports conversation in Louisville is normally basketball to football, right?
Sure. That's fair.
I'm enjoying my football season so much.
Yeah.
That I feel like my basketball conversation, I'm getting it out of the way.
No.
Before I can get to my football.
No, now I get to be on the other. I think I'm going to be Psychology Steve right now on you.
Fair enough.
Do you know what we're doing this week while we've talked so much basketball?
I'm listening.
Because we are having so much fun with football. And we know tomorrow has to happen.
That's a good point.
And now I'm not saying you're going to go out there and get your butt kicked.
Right.
Because I don't believe that.
Right.
I do not believe Clemson's just going to come in here and walk on this football team.
Right.
But we all know that while a win, I think, is possible. It's possible. I mean, we saw bigger spread come down to one point. it's not likely. And we are having so much fun that I think it has been easy this week to kind of, well, you know, the basketball thing. And we're playing Clemson. We're ready. Like, we're excited. It's going to be a good crowd. People are going to be out there, 9:30, car march. People are going to be pumped up. So it's going to be fun, you know. Like, it's all good.
So. So here's the thing. Thank you for everything.
Tina at Applebee's.
Yes, run her errands.
My favorite.
So, what you said, I think you almost had it. You almost had me 100% going down the road you were going down.
Sure.
You know that Clemson has to happen, right? Almost, Steve.
I know.
Clemson, I need to happen right now. I could not have needed this game right now. Here's the thing. Your fourth win of the season came at the sixth game, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, this happened. Your two-win team in six games is already at four wins, right?
Well, I mean, I said they'd be 5-1 right now. But 4-2.
We put up 62 points on a team that was top 20.
Top 20.
I am feeling my football self, y'all. I need to be tested. I need to be humble. Now, if you walked, think about this. Let's change the schedule around and put Clemson at the end of the schedule. Clemson and Kentucky are the last two games.
Okay. That's 1-1.
I send my team out tomorrow. They dog walk Syracuse.
Sure.
They dog walk North Carolina State.
Absolutely.
They dog walk these teams.
Let's do it.
And all I'm listening to for 3 weeks straight is how crappy the ACC is in football.
Sure.
And how we don't know what this team has, and the only time they've been tested was the Notre Dame game, and that doesn't really count because Notre Dame was on the run and road and he caught us off guard. So I would be experiencing an entire season of crappy ACC football talk.
Sure.
Because that's what sells. That's what would sell locally. I need this Clemson team.
That's what they think sells.
Right.
Okay. Apparently, I just want to be clear.
Apparently other things sell too.
Okay.
I need to see my offense out against the top. No excuses. No. Clemson is playing great football right now. This is not a bowl game. This is not a, whoa, oh, Louisville caught Clemson after they were beat up. No, we're catching Clemson when they're the hottest team in the country, possibly.
Right.
Or they look one of the best teams in the country, even though they fell in the polls that game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's say your special teams averages 37 yards on punt return and kickoff return. Mm-hmm. Let's say Hassan Hall and Rajay Burns break through the first lines on special teams quite a few times. He gets tackled at the 10 on one. We break a long one. I'm leaving this game pumped about my special teams.
Sure.
We are dividing. We're getting a chance to self-scout at the mid-season point. You're preparing me for a bowl-making team by giving me Clemson at game 6-7, middle of the year.
Yeah, pretty much mid-season. Yeah.
Perfectly mid-season for you. You're giving me my midterm exam because, again, without a midterm exam, I'm thinking I know my stuff. I'm thinking I know my stuff. Not really getting tested, or even if I'm getting tested, there's doubts about how hard the class is from outside, and there's everything else to focus on other than, man, Mekhi opened up some holes, like, you know, or you know, Marshawn Ford is out here cooking his man today.
Yeah.
You know, like, show me what I got.
Yeah, because I do think that there's a serious – opportunity here to leave Cardinal Stadium tomorrow and say, may not lose another game. Now, I'm not saying you will, but
right.
the confidence level would be, well, we can win out.
And when was the last time that you saw a team go out there, fight a top five team, and you saw your team fight and just said, okay, we just didn't have the guys to finish that? Like, Louisville fan is not disappointed in their team when they go see you take a punch and you give one.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they weren't. I don't think Louisville fan was disappointed at Notre Dame.
At all.
You know, and in a similar game, maybe a little better, I think, would say a lot about this Louisville team. Again, and the reason I say similar or a little better is because I think Clemson's much better than Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
As good as Notre Dame was.
Right.
So a similar or better game than that would be. You play this game to 10 or under.
You can't tell Steve nothing.
Yeah. Don't even talk to me.
Right.
I might have his team in the Orange Bowl. Three losses. Win out.
But, okay, well, is that going to be a Steve has him in the Orange Bowl psychologically, or Steve is going to have to sit around and argue about the new standards?
Oh, no, yeah, you'll argue some, but you do the, you go in, you play your tail off tomorrow, and you come back two straight games at home. You come back and beat
Describe
Virginia.
Playing your tail off.
Playing your tail
off. Or you know it when you see it.
Well, you know it when you see it, but it's a lot of what you say. I mean, you see, okay, Dez can get open. All right, we just didn't – the throw, it just, you know, didn't work there. Okay, Makai opened holes. We can run the football in Clemson. You know, I mean, you know, maybe
– Coach Satterfield's plays work.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Give me that. Give me coming out the game. You march the ball up and down the field, but you can't get in the end zone against Clemson. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I got the ball – On the 7-yard line, I ran my quarterback read option and a top 15 pick in the NFL draft just blew up Tyler Haycraft to get in the backfield in the red zone.
Yeah, they made a play. Yeah, make them make plays.
Make them do freakish things.
Yeah, no, I mean 100%.
Make their defensive end go catch my James Quick.
Sure.
Make me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or not, I don't mean that like that. I mean, disappointed that guy was a freak and he just did
something. And what I think you mean by disappointed in my guy is that my guy couldn't make the play.
Right, right.
Yeah, because of what you did.
Yeah, because they're monsters.
Yeah. I mean, no, I think there's a lot of that. You know?
Yeah, like that's what has me so excited going into the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's early. You mean to tell me 4535 Outer Loop Applebee's, you mean to tell me you can stop by here, you can come have a bite, come have a drink on your Friday. You can do that with your day.
Yep.
Do that with your evening. Go to bed at a decent time on Friday night. And end up waking up to let's get ready for Clemson and to see my team fight.
I know. I mean, if you need to feel good about where your program is, think about this. Georgia's coming off a loss to South Carolina. Clemson's coming off one of the most impressive performances they've had all year as a top three team. And people still think you have a better shot to win the game. Think about what I just said.
Say that again.
Georgia's coming off a loss. A loss.
To South Carolina.
Yeah. An unranked loss. Clemson's coming off probably their most impressive performance of the year. And the national pundits still think you have a better shot to keep it close or win the game. So my program argument that I had all summer.
It's not even a conversation.
I think we're over that now.
Here's the thing, too. I felt like you were going overboard with your Kentucky is not a program that can really talk the football thing. But
they're just a team.
But if you're right for the right reasons, then I have to support your argument.
Yeah. No, 100%. So I think that's been backed up a little bit now. So, yeah, I mean, go out, take care of business, build off this game. Go out there. I mean, I'll tell you this. The team thinks they can win.
I'm listening.
That's half the battle.
I'm listening.
Well, I mean,
I know. That's another thing too.
Yeah.
It usually takes a full season to find out if you got dogs on your team, right?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, in a rebuild mode, it usually takes a longer time to find out who you got.
Yeah.
I saw the Mikael Cunningham video. I saw the interview. I saw his. I thought you were going to make reference to that kind of in particular when you said, I know I have some dudes in playmaker position that are not afraid to compete.
Yeah.
When you see Mikael Cunningham go out the game and when Evan Conley is playing well, both guys are comfortable in competition, right?
Right.
Receiver room, you can tell they're comfortable in competition. Javian Hawkins and Hassan Hall are guys that we always make reference to this, the guys that get picked up.
Yeah.
If you got players on your team that the other team picks up, you know you got players.
Sure.
I cannot wait to see that play where Javian Hawkins has a chance to run out of bounds and he lowers it.
Yeah, yeah.
At Clemson player.
100%.
That's going to be so exciting when Dez Fitzpatrick has that chance. And look, because it's going to change your perception.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has the big orange machine thing, right?
Oh, sure.
But the first time you see Dez Fitzpatrick hit somebody with the stiff arm, like a heavy-handed stiff arm, it's going to humanize them so fast that you're going to say, man.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When you see it, don't tell me how bad Clemson is. Or don't tell me about Clemson's weaknesses, and don't tell me about this being a Clemson thing. You acknowledge that you have guys on your
that can make plays. Yeah, no, 100%, man. And that is what I am confident about tomorrow. I am confident that this team's going to come out prepared, ready to go, and it's going to hit them back in the mouth no matter what happens. No matter if Clemson comes out, Clemson's
got
a good.
Yeah, you might not be able to stop them.
Well, no. I mean, look at this. Clemson comes out. Dabo Sweeney's got a couple things drawn up. They go up 14. Like, this proved enough to me where I won't go, oh, man, here we go. It's going to be 100-0. No, it's not. They're going to settle in.
And I'm not going to do the real competition.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Yeah, no, this team will settle in, and they're going to punch back, and it's going to be you're going to be in for a fun couple hours here.
One more hour to go. 45:35, Outer Loop Applebee's. We are out here. The servers are working. The restaurant is cooking. The drinks are getting poured. Come join us. And the weather's beautiful. The weather is absolutely beautiful today. It's a little crisp this morning, but it's settling in just to be perfect. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maben. As always, 8150, 939 is the number. 3831, 939 is the text line. YouTube channel, Made for the Ville, 939 the Ville.